Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending November 27th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Tufton announces COVID-19 vaccines secured for 10% of population. Dr. Christopher Tufton, Jamaica's Minister of Health and Wellness, has announced that more than 270,000 Jamaicans will benefit from a plan to secure COVID-19 vaccines entering the market through the Pan American Health Organization and World Health Organizations, the PAHO and WHO. Jamaica is on track to receive a total number of vaccines based on an estimated population of just over 2.7 million. The country has already subscribed to group funding in a pool program to provide the vaccines. The next phase of Jamaica's COVID-19 vaccine program will involve the coordination of distribution, Tufton said. New Jamaican project seeks to reduce pollution from single-use plastics. Jamaica is moving forward with a project to address the growing problem of plastics pollution in its cities. The program is part of a bigger effort in the Caribbean that is financed by the Global Environment Facility, GEF, and supported by the United Nations Environment Program. The larger overall effort is designed to reduce marine plastics and pollution caused by plastics through support of governments and businesses at the city level. The program also examines private sector interventions aimed at strengthening investment markets in waste management and recycling solutions. This week's Caribbean news. Marine mapping in Caribbean to aid in preserving and restoring marine environments. A marine mapping program supported by the Caribbean Division of the Nature Conservancy is using innovative mapping technology to create the first high-resolution benthic habitat maps of the Caribbean Basin. The benthic zone refers to the ecological region located at the lowest level of the ocean. The mapping is expected to help in addressing the massive loss of healthy coral seen over the past 30 years. Some 60% of the coral has disappeared, and a lack of detailed maps has hampered preservation and restoration efforts. According to Dr. Steve Schill, lead scientist and marine conservation specialist in the Caribbean Division, mapping the reefs is essential for coral resource managers, but existing maps have not provided enough detail, are outdated, or have been produced only for small areas. The use of e-cognition object-based image analysis software will improve the mapping efforts. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Leaders of diaspora in U.S. want new Biden-Harris administration to reverse measures affecting expatriates from Jamaica. Leaders of the Jamaican diaspora in the United States want the new Democratic presidential administration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back the damaging immigration policies enacted by the previous Republican administration. These policies have largely targeted family reunification and legal immigration that impact Jamaicans. Curtis Ward, former Jamaican ambassador to the United Nations, believes that President-elect Biden will enact executive orders to undo the existing draconian programs and create new paths to citizenship for illegal immigrants and legal immigrants alike. Patrick Beckford, former Diaspora Advisor Board leader for the Northeast region, believes the president-elect will also allow those subject to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, popularly known as DACA, to stay in the U.S. and open a path to citizenship for them as well. This week's business news. Jamaica's Scotch bonnet pepper in high demand in local and export markets. Jamaica is the largest supplier of Scotch bonnet peppers in the regional market, and about 60% of its produce is slated for the export market. The peppers are in such high demand in the Caribbean and overseas that in 2018, complaints had arisen about a lack of supply of the raw material to produce hot sauces. Between 2013 and 2017, exports of fresh peppers rose by 713% and 302% of semi-value-added products, according to Jampro. The Regional Trade and Investment Promotion Agency, Caribbean Export, values the market for Caribbean sauces and condiments at $1.49 billion, an increase in value of 16.8% between 2019 and 2020. The international market for hot sauce is expected to total $5.9 billion by 2025. Jampro is dialoguing with investors interested in growing Scotch bonnet peppers on a large scale in Jamaica and is working with other government agencies via a pepper value chain task force, managed by the Bureau of Standards, to identify products made from the pepper and to plan strategies to facilitate the production of these goods. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Reggae Sunsplash 2020 to be virtual event. The legendary Reggae Sunsplash Festival will return in 2020 after a 14-year absence, but will be held virtually due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The celebration is scheduled to run from November 27th through November 28th and features unique access to live performances and interviews with the artists. The 2020 lineup includes Romaine Virgo, Jesse Royal, Dexter Dapps, Agent Sasko, Tanya Stevens, Barrington Levy, Capleton, Massacre, and Cha-Ching. First held in 1978 in Montego Bay, Sunsplash has been the model for subsequent reggae festivals around the world, as it established the precedent for destination music festivals by combining the concepts of travel and music that was authentic to the island. The 2020 staging seeks to set new standards in the virtual event space and showcase Jamaica's influence on the world through its music and culture. This week's sports news. Elaine Thompson-Herah on track to win Female World Title of the Year Award. Jamaica's Elaine Thompson-Herah, the world's fastest woman in 2020, is set to win her first Female World Athlete of the Year Award. She was included among the final five athletes for the title in recognition of the fact that she ran a season's best and world-topping 10.85 seconds in the 100 meters at the Rome Diamond League in September 2020. She is the only Jamaican athlete to make the list in 2020, and if she wins, will join fellow Jamaican Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce, who received the award in 2013. The award will be announced in a live-streamed event at the World Athletics Awards virtual ceremony on December 5, 2020, on the World Athletics YouTube channel, its Facebook page, and Twitter. Thompson-Herah was undefeated in the 100-meter events in the 2020 season. She had four of the top six times in the world over that distance. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TarnitopRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.